China saw over 400 million domestic tourist visits in the first half of the current 8-day National Day holiday. Official figures show that tourism revenue has exceeded 300 billion yuan, roughly 45 billion U.S. dollars. This is the first national holiday since the country resumed trans-provincial group tours in July. Over 1,000 tourist attractions nationwide are offering free or discounted tickets. Tourism during the holiday is expected to rebound to around 90% of that of the same period last year. Donald Trump's medical team says the U.S. president's doing well after his COVID-19 diagnosis and could be discharged as early as today to continue his treatment at the White House. Dr. Sean Dooley is with Walter Reed Medical Center, where Trump is being treated.
Regarding his clinical status, the patient continues to improve. He has remained without fever since Friday morning. His vital signs are stable. From a pulmonary standpoint, he remains on room air this morning and is not complaining of shortness of breath or other significant respiratory symptoms.
Doctors say Trump has received a second dose of the experimental drug remdesivir and isn't showing any side effects. The president was first diagnosed with COVID-19 on Thursday and moved to Walter Reed Center the next day. Doctors have confirmed that he was given supplemental oxygen before being flown to the hospital. Figures from Johns Hopkins University show that the total number of COVID-19 cases in the United States has surpassed 7.4 million. California has reported over 830,000 cases, the highest among all states. By far, the United States remains the world's worst-hit nation, making up more than one-fifth of the global caseload and deaths. U.S. employers added 660,000 jobs last month, the smallest hiring gains since the pandemic-ravaged labor market started to recover in May. This compares to an upwardly revised 1.49 million job gains in August. The unemployment rate in September fell by 0.5 points to 7.9%. India says it's planning to immunize at least 250 million of its 1.4 billion people by July next year.
Our government is working round the clock to ensure that there is a fair and equitable distribution of vaccines once they are ready.
India is testing three potential vaccines, including one being developed jointly by the University of Oxford and pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca. The vaccines will be mass-produced by India's Serum Institute, the world's biggest vaccine producer. India has registered over 75,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in the past 24 hours, a day after crossing 100,000 total fatalities. At least 8 people are missing in the French Alps after a storm hit the south of France. That includes 2 firemen whose vehicle was carried away by a swollen river. The storm, dubbed Alex, ravaged several villages around the city of Nice on the French Riviera. Some villagers located in steep-sided valleys in the region were cut off completely. Zhang Shuai has reached the round of 16 at this year's French Open, knocking out French teenager Clara Burel in straight sets. She becomes the first Chinese singles player since Li Na in 2012 to reach the fourth round at Roland Garros. The 31-year-old will take on number 7 seed Petra Kvitova in the next match.